and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's show is part of our classics collection. Some programs, as you know, just need to be brought back because of their impact. This is one. I'm joined with my co-hosts, Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle. Eddie and Frida Quilopo are business owners in Hawaii. They own Quilopo Painting Incorporated, a painting company. Not only do they provide this very sought-after service, and they're going to tell us about how God has expanded their capacity to do even more. They're used by the Lord to help employ people during these stressful economic times. They're very active in their home church, Grace Bible Church. They're parents and good friends to many, many people. Eddie and Frida, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, Eddie, we were talking earlier about how your life and God has, intervened in your life and brought some direction in your life. But, you know, for most of your time, you're actually a painter working for another painting company. But after a while, the Lord began to speak to you on perhaps maybe starting your own company and leading your own painting company. Tell us a little bit about how that came about in your life.
Well, it started as I could see myself working for a company and to see that I am making money for the company. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, if I can do that for my company, the company I'm working for, I can also work. So came one time where I asked Pastor Norman that, I really want to open my own business. Can you pray for me? So actually, that was back in 96. So I decided to take that thought, and hang on to that thought because I don't want to wait till I get old. And I said, what would happen if I did open my own company?
Right.
So that's where it all started. And I started to really grow in me. I didn't want to put it like how most people put things on the shelf, their mm-hmm. dreams. Mm-hmm. So I decided to take some action, and it's been a journey right now.
Yeah. So while working for that company, God elevated you into a position where you could see the whole operation on how a painting company is run.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But back in 96, I said to myself, okay, there's had this one of my good friends, he was in front of me, and I figured, okay, he's going to get the supervisor position. So I figured, okay, I'll just hang on. God, you promised me something. Mm-hmm. And it looked really dim at that time. So I said, I did my regular thing, just keep working. And then one day I had a phone call from my supervisor and saying that you're gonna be the next soup. I go, huh? Oh, what happened to our friend? He goes, oh, well, something happened. So, mm-hmm. so he mm-hmm. fell through. And then I had the position. It was kind of neat because how I was kind of telling God, hey, God, come on, I want to open my own. But in actuality, God had detoured me and actually got me into the office. I was thinking, why am I in the office? Then I realized that God had trained. I've been training to how the business was run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it took me, I think, about 6 years. I was in the office. Then what happened was his son had graduated from college and decided to take over the business. So when that happened, he actually had his team to run the company also. So they told me, hey, why don't you go back on the field? So which I didn't want to because I was 6 years in the office already. So what happened was I kind of said, okay, I'll go back on the field. In the meantime, I was praying, God, what am I going to do? So the whole weekend, I figured if I fast and pray, God going to speak to me.
Yeah.
It was kind of nuts because Friday, I was kind of worried. So I didn't eat fast. Saturday, I fast. Uh-huh. Sunday, well, back it up a little bit. Friday, we went to Friday night service. Okay, uh-huh. God, I know I'm going to get a message from you. We went, and I said, and that was nothing for me. So Sunday, I prayed. I kept praying. Saturday, I kept praying. Sunday came. Okay, come on. Pastor Norm, I'm going to say something. And didn't say anything. I didn't get nothing from the message. So one that Sunday afternoon, we was barbecuing, and then I had to go in the house and get something. And when I went in the house, all I heard one a real firm voice, and like God said, don't worry. So I said, wow. I go, what do you mean, don't worry? Don't worry. So I grabbed the tongue, and I went back outside, and I thought, God said, no worry. So what happens that night, I was kind of making up my mind whether I'm going to quit already. So Monday came. I woke up. My normal wake up was 4 o'clock. I said, no, I'm not going to go work. I made a decision to just quit. So that's when it all started.
Now, at this point in your life, when you decide to leave the company, you already have 4 kids.
Yeah. Right.
You have a wife who is a housewife, right?
House engineer.
Yeah. House engineer. And you actually had your own home. You had another property, mm-hmm. and you have all these bills and mortgages to pay. Right, right. I mean, when you went home and talked to Frida about that, Frida, what did you think when he mentioned that to you?
That morning when he woke up and Eddie said, "I think I'm not going to go in," Prior to that, we were, like Eddie shared already, that we were already processing in prayer. So it may seem weird to others, but I truly had that inner peace because we already did the processing of prayer. Yeah. And I told God that I was going to be quiet so that I didn't bring any confusion to my husband, that I wanted to just seek God and actually pray for my husband that he would hear God. Mm. And so when Eddie made that decision, I was at peace, knowing that it was going to be okay.
Now, that was based on what you heard the night before when the Lord said, it's okay. I mean, everything's mm-hmm. going to be all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you had that peace of God in your heart.
Right.
So from this point, you're thinking, okay, I'm gonna take step of faith to start my company.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting.
Well, I mean, you think about 4 kids, 2 mortgage payments, car payment, and then God speaks to you in this way. I think, it's very relatable from the standpoint of, well, when you feel yourself in a situation where, you feel a little bit off balance, or maybe a lot off balance. And I think there are a lot of people that are feeling a little bit off balance
right now,
today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe more off balance than they want to. I mean, there's a higher level of discomfort right now, and I think that's why it's so relevant for you guys to be sharing about what happened. So God is involved; the Lord is speaking to you. You're gonna have to take a step of faith here, mm-hmm. A big step of faith that is gonna potentially change your whole life. I mean, in some ways it's exciting, and in other ways it's hairy. Because, like any adventure, right? It's exciting, the potential's there, but you can't see around the corner, the next few corners, so it gets a little bit hairy. And what are you going to do? So you've made a decision.
Did you, I remember you talking about you're part of a small group of guys who were really, encouraging to you and building your faith up, mm-hmm. because most of them did take that step of faith and started their own companies.
Correct.
So you were in the right small group at the right time. And the moment, I remember you sharing that when you went to group and you told them that you're going to leave that company, what was the response of the guys in that group?
Yeah, they were screaming.
They were cheering you.
Yeah, and I was saying, I don't know about that. Well, it was kind of neat because like what Pastor Coach was saying, a small group really did back me up. Was, you know, with Dave, Soo Young, and Jack, it was the Fabulous Four. And with their prayers and confidence, you know, that really gave me some confidence also. Because on that day, that night when they said, any praise report, then I raised my hand and said, yeah, I quit my job. And at the same time, was neat because Jack said, hey, I have a friend, he needs a painter. And I've been, from Monday to Thursday, I was praying, God, I need a job. God, I need one job. And he led me to this. He's one of his friends. It was neat because that friend, I used to work with him when we was in Lanai for 4 months.
Wow.
And he ended up opening up his own business too. And then he said, oh, I got a lot of painting jobs.
Wow.
What a relief that was.
See, you know, I think it's amazing about that is it's counterintuitive to leave a steady job with a family, you know, and to go do something that you have no assurance of. There's no promise of work. There's no promise of prosperity, but you heard God say it's going to be okay. Take that step. And I think that's that step of faith that I think a lot of people get hung up on. They look at what makes sense, stay at the stable job, you know, or what seems to be stable anyway. And we miss those steps of faith that then will lead to a brand new era of your life, right, of blessing from God. And you did that. And that I think that moment where in the midst of fear you trusted anyway, and then you heard the voice of God come later, it's going to be okay. You know, how many of us wait to hear, you know, it's okay first before we take that step? Or how many of us don't even take that step because it doesn't make sense or seems fearful, you know?
And you know, not even realizing, you know, you couldn't have seen it, but that to, as you took that step of faith, through one reference, yeah, you know, more jobs opened up.
Right.
So it seems like the transition in terms of, you know, monthly cash flow sounds pretty smooth, actually, mm-hmm, as you took that step of faith. I mean, people would say, well, okay, well, you start your own business. How do you get capital to get the, right, thing started? I mean, and, you know, to start something from scratch. Mm-hmm. But as you said, God, well, you know, as you're listening today, in the moment that we have, at this particular time in our lives, your life, you may be at a crossroads. Mm-hmm. You may be at a moment of decision, a decision of career, a decision of faith, a spiritual decision. And very much like how Eddie and Frida took a step of faith and a whole new world opened, mm-hmm, for them. When we come back from our break, we're going to listen more to hear. Now, the door has opened as they step forward, what they saw and what more God revealed to them as they took this step of faith. I want you to stay with us. You know, is God speaking to you? How is He speaking to you? Are you at a crossroads? Are you at a place, maybe even a crisis moment of faith? Could it be that at this very moment you are at the threshold of a new beginning, of a new awakening, of a new world? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. You're listening to a special rebroadcast program, which is part of the Classics Collection of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about our program, along with other resources for living the good life, and to find out how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, join me, my co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle, with more with our guests, Eddie and Frida Quilopo.
You know, before the break, Frida and Eddie were sharing with us their story of taking that step of faith and to starting a new business, leaving a comfortable job with all the obligations of a family and a house and all that. And just that step of faith to trust God for this next step in their lives. And you know, a lot of times we see the success because right now you guys are real successful. Your business is doing well. And we see the success, but we don't see the backstory of what went into taking these steps of faith and then being blessed by God. And so, you know, we were talking during the break and, you know, we're saying, you know, the faith that it took, but it wasn't easy, was it, Frida? And you're sharing with me, it was a day-to-day trusting. Things didn't seem like it was going the way you'd want at moments. I mean, tell us a little bit about that. What was it like for you as the wife taking these steps of faith for your family?
Well, to be truthful, it was a little scary. The day-to-day basis, knowing where's the next job going to come from. And yeah. I'm at home and asking Eddie, okay, what do we have lined up for this week or the month ahead? Mm. And there were times, to be honest, that we didn't know what was going to be next. Mm. But we stuck to our faith in God that He was going to provide. And we truly believe in the scripture about that He would never leave us nor forsake us. Even in a time when it looked dim and it looked like, okay, we don't have another job lined up yet.
Mm-hmm. How did you, you know, people face that all the time, whether they're business owners or just having to look at the monthly budget, whether you have a budget or not. I mean, how to pay this next bill or the next series of bills. How did you process that uncertainty? You know, when you think about, like, things that you might not know what's going to come next. How did God, you know, how have you seen God provide in that way?
I think, like, for us, and we're humans like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so we have our everyday bills and our everyday worries. And what we did, well, like anybody else would do, we would just pay each bill day by day, what is the most important one.
Yeah.
And I wanted to key on that also, what was important to us, that we've come to learn of tithing, how important it is to tithe. And we remain faithful to God in that, I can say. Even when it was really tight on budget, tithing was first.
Wow. I think that really set something up in relation to, you know, tithing and giving. You know, and how God has how God has blessed you. I mean, that this is really going to speak to a whole bunch of people right now. And, you know, as you're listening to Eddie and Frida share their story, you may be thinking, man, I wish my friend could hear this one. You know, it would really encourage them. Or maybe you've heard programs in the past of people getting healed from cancer and other stories of how people have made it through some real tough times. Well, you know, you can go online 24/7 and have access or even direct your friends. Maybe you're trying to reach someone who doesn't even know the Lord right now, but you say, oh, I think this story will really impact them, and I'd like for them to listen to it. You can use this as a way to maybe bring them a step closer to the Lord in their walk of faith. Just have them go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting with Eddie and Frida that, you know, we're hearing a story of a couple that grew up in Hawaii, and they've seen everything, you know, in Hawaii and the struggles of what a family goes through in Hawaii. And it's interesting to know that, you know, on their journey together as a married couple, they come to know the Lord in a personal way.
Yeah.
And maybe you can share a little bit on how you folks came to the Lord, because that was a defining moment that lead you into your destiny and your purpose.
Now, and also, you know, as you're sharing, will that include where you grew up, what high school you went to? Because I really want to, I know people want to be interested. You know, in Hawaii, right? In Hawaii, when we say, hey, well, what school did you go to? All of a sudden, there's all kind of connections that people make. But go ahead.
Okay. I was born and raised in the heart of Kalihi. And Eddie was born and raised in the Waipahu area. Oh, Salt Lake area. I'm sorry.
Whoa. you have to clarify that.
Salt Lake area.
But you know, like how you guys came to know the Lord.
Okay. It was in the summer of 1996. I came down with a cold, like a flu-like symptom. So I went to the doctor and got some antibiotics and cough syrup and took all of that, but it wasn't working. Like 2 days went by. Usually it'll kick in and start to work, but it didn't. It didn't do me any good. Actually, I got worse, and so I had to go return back to the doctor. And lo and behold, my brother brought me to the doctors, and he gave me another type of antibiotic to help combat this flu-like symptom. Well, I went back home in a couple of days, took it again, and it wasn't working. And my symptoms got worse. My throat was swelling to the point where you can't even see inside. Mm. I was having trouble breathing. I was still fatigued, very weak. And so I had to call the doctor again. He said, you know, I need you to report to the emergency and get checked out. And so we went down to the emergency, tried to make the long story short, got checked up for all blood tests and x-rays. And he still couldn't find what was wrong with me. So he needed to admit me into the hospital. And this physician said the normal protocol is to be admitted in the hospital, you have to have a reason. But he didn't have a reason. So I got admitted into the hospital, and it was about a day or two. They wanted to just kind of monitor me and take more tests, but still nothing was found. I came to a day where I really felt that I couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, the panic button went off.
Yeah.
And I called the doctor and needed the nurse. I said, you got to do something. I can't breathe. Please do something for me. So I had options on how they was going to further check me. And I chose the option to go under. And when I went under, he said it would be a short procedure. They're just going to take a couple of biopsies to test for cancer, tumor, and any pus that was inside of my throat. Well, when we did that short procedure, it didn't turn out the way that we thought it would be. And coming out of that procedure, I stopped breathing.
Wow.
I stopped breathing, and my jaws clamped, and they weren't able to resuscitate me. It took a while. They had to get me onto the breathing tube.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember at that particular time coming into you know, heard the call, and I came down to visit Frida, and you know, she had a swelling on her neck. She was on a ventilator. But I remember praying for her, and I remember Eddie, you know, Eddie sharing that if Frida gets healed, they'll serve God. You know, they'll give their life to the Lord. But I remember laying my hands on my sister's throat, which was really, you know, was swollen, and she was on a ventilator. I remember praying in the name of Jesus, and right before our eyes, you know, that swelling just shrunk down.
Wow.
And people around, they can see it.
They can see. And from that point, you know, she was actually, she got better, and she started to breathe on her own. And God, I really believe God healed her, right, wow, in the midst of us. And, you know, she got off the ventilator, and the doctors didn't know what was the problem. They said she had some kind of viral infection, but I believe there was an attack on their life. And and seeing her get healed and touched by God, the next day I remember coming back to the hospital. My sister was preaching to everybody in the ICU, you know, about the Lord like that. And so it was, you know, I remember Eddie saying he would serve God, and that was the beginning of their walk with God. I remember that.
Eddie, what was going through your mind? I just want to know. I mean, because your wife lying there, throat swelling up, and you know, I mean, you must have been scared out of your mind, and then you go and say, you know, if she gets healed, you'll serve the Lord. I mean, what was going through your mind that whole time?
Yeah, it was like she said, the doctor said it's going to go be a short procedure. I'll be out in an hour. Okay, so when he came back out, so Doc, how is she? Well, we lost her for a little while. I said, huh? and then he told me, oh, her lungs collapsed. And then she had water and blood in her lung. I said, what? Yeah, she doesn't look the same when she went in. She's all swollen and everything. I said, oh, my God. So then, and then I said, what else? He goes, oh, well, the machine is breathing 90%. So I said, when we came in my mind, I sat down. I was with my brother-in-law, Brian. I'm like, in my mind, I said, what do I gotta get remarried, and my wife's gonna die, and you know, but you know, at the same time, after all that, letting everything out, then just seeing people of Grace Bible come and support in prayer and everything, I think that was the turning point, one of the turning points. And then when she was in ICU for about a week, I actually sat down and I looked at her and I looked and I said, okay, God, there's gotta be a God. So what I did was I went on my knees. God, if you are real, show me a sign. So what happened? As soon as I said that, the bed just went rise. And I looked around. Nobody was around. Wow. Then had the nurse outside of the door, and I said, nurse, did you move that bed? She go, no. And then I go, what do you mean? She go, what? The bed doesn't move unless you press those buttons. So I said, and right there I said, okay, God, this is all you now.
Wow.
From that turning point, then she started opening her eyes and everything started coming back.
It's amazing how you see how, you know, how they come to Christ. And since walking with the Lord, I've life hasn't always been easy, but I've seen how they walk with God faithfully. And, you know, coming to the point of, you know, where they open their own business and see how the Lord working in their lives.
You know, that's one of the... Just hearing this, it's one of the reasons why we want to feature the stories of God's amazing work through people, because people can listen, they can hear, they can be moved by, wow, that happened to Eddie, that happened to Frida. Now, Frida, Mauna Loa High School, right? And Eddie, Mauna Loa High School.
Yep.
Salt Lake, right?
Salt Lake.
Yeah. So, I mean, local people who are experiencing God's touch, God can touch you too. In fact, we believe he's touching you right now. As you listen, there's a way that the Lord, in a way that only he can, minister to you, give you hope, inspire you, lift you up. When we come back, you know, we haven't even gotten into the giving spirit that Eddie and Frida have. And in that, as they've given, you heard a little bit about tithing and how God has blessed them. But as they give and respond to God's prompting, what has happened? And as you respond to the Lord and take action, responding to God's prompting, there's something that you can look forward to. in what God will reveal to you and how God can bless you. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Eddie and Frida Quilopo.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chineta Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. Financial crisis, health crisis, family crisis. We can all relate. This special broadcast is part of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show's Classics Collection. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to receive our ministry resources and also discover how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, let's take in more of The Good Life with Eddie and Frida Quilopo.
Talking with Eddie and Frida, you know, off the air, they are such a giving people. They have big hearts and, you know, there's a lot of stories of how they have made an impact in other people's lives through the business, but also, you know, with the what God has blessed them in the business. And one of the stories I like to highlight, you know, in the giving, because, you know, the scripture, again, a generous man, yeah, who gives will be refreshed as you refresh others. And Eddie, I know of you always have a heart to give people a second chance. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys who, you know, he was in prison and he was going to come out of prison and he was, you know, they were looking for a job and you actually opened up your heart and giving him an opportunity to work along with your company. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I had a worker and he said he had a good friend that was in prison. They're in a halfway home and they needed to find a job, so I first thing I asked him, does he have any painting skills? He said no. So well, okay, we have to train. We have to train him. So what we did, what it was good because I've been to I think, four companies throughout my whole painting career, and they kind of don't really care about you. Whether you you come work, if you don't come work, they'll let you go right there. And they don't give you no chance, no second chance. For me, I told God, if you're gonna help me give me my contractor license, I'm going to do it totally different. Mm-hmm. And it's like giving people a chance. And there are some other employees that I gave so many chances. They go, you're the only one give this much chance. Well, that's how I want to run things differently, at least in a godly way, right? You know, then they got to see that experience, and then, and like, you know, helping one of the guys who came out of prison, that was really deep for me. And I said, okay, here we go. This is another step of faith that I gotta do. Yeah.
Right. So by him coming out of prison, and you know, it's very difficult for them to find a job. You know, being an ex-convict and you giving them a chance to paint with you. Now, in the process of that, you know, the person better themselves and their life, you know, they move on to other things, but it was first of all that first opportunity you've given him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. After give the opportunity, I go, I know you're not here for a long period of time. I know God's going to use you. Sure enough, in about, I don't know how long, I think about a year and a half or two, God had called him to somewhere, someplace else.
And this gentleman that he's speaking of is James Webb.
Yeah.
James Webb.
Well, and we featured him on our program.
Right.
And in fact, it was a two-part program. It was so dramatic and dynamic that, and you had a very key role. I mean, he's being used by the Lord to touch many, many lives today.
Yeah. Now he's actually working with the youth, and, you know, being trained up to be a youth pastor. I mean, it's awesome, the journey that the Lord set up for him. But it went through Kuilopo painting to get there.
You know, the path of redemption really is what we're talking about. You know, maybe even sound like a cliche, but people say, you know, God is a God of second chances. And in some cases, you know, for some of us, we need second, third, fourth, fifth chance for the Lord to give us, you know, but the Lord gives these chances through people.
Yeah.
And you know, from one standpoint, we look at the hope that is gained. Maybe today you need a little second chance, or maybe a third chance, a fifth chance. And you're wondering, well, you know, I don't know if God will even accept me back, you know, after what I've done or where I've been. But the answer is that God will. Right. Through Jesus Christ, there is always hope. That's why Jesus shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. But maybe God wants to give someone a second chance today, and he wants to use you.
Yeah.
And maybe the road of their life being transformed is through their interaction with you.
That's right.
Maybe you're in a position of authority, or as a business owner, or you're a manager and you're hiring, or maybe it's this one chance that's going to cause a breakthrough in the life of someone that's going to give hope to that individual, but more so even to the family. Maybe it'll open up a whole new road. You know, we talk about James. What about his service at the River of Life Mission?
Right.
And how many people that are in the dregs, feeling like they're at such a moment of hopelessness, he has been used to give hope to so many more. It multiplied.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From the people, you giving hope to one person and hundreds of people. Well, what is God saying to you today? As you hear, what about forgiveness? And, you know, something that everyone has a difficult time with, but maybe God wants you to give someone a second chance. Could it be? Well, if it is, and you want to share about it or help us, we can help you, maybe pray with you, help you process some of it. You can give us a call, 296-5467, 296-5467.
You know, about, you know, talking about your folks' story, your lives, I know of Eddie that God always, you know, put you in situations that to give and, you know, give monetarily, finances to bless other people. And recently, you know, coming up, I think in 2008, God began to place on your heart to give to some missionaries and some ministries to support them on a continual basis. And when you actually did that, that same week, you were telling me a story how God just overwhelmed you and blessed you with a contract that you were, you know, kind of thinking about for a while, but then you got the call when you actually released some of the finances that you had to help these other ministries. God, you had the call from this person in the military. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that one.
Well, everybody said if you're in business in 5 years, then you'll make it. So we just about hitting our fifth year, and a lot of big contracts went out. And then here's my wife saying, "We gotta bless people. We gotta give more." I said, "Okay, if we gotta give, we gotta give." But it was so neat because had two people came and they see if we could support them with the MPD. And MPD
it's just like support missions.
Missionary support. Yeah. It's a system.
So
yeah.
When we made the decision and we got the paperwork and we started filling all the paperwork out, it was okay, it's a done deal. We're going to support them. One morning, I was driving to town, and I had this one company called me, and they said, we have a contract for you. Okay. For me, I was really faithful and thankful for the small jobs, and that you know, I said, I know God, you're gonna grant me one big one pretty soon, but you know, we took the smallest one had, and everybody said, you guys do this? Yeah, no job is big or small, so we'll take anything. A blessing is a blessing to us, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I was coming down, passing Farrington, going down right by that new Ford place. That had that phone call, and she said, I said, "What contract is this?" And she said it was the fourth chapter. And I literally cried right there passing that Ford, that stuff. I said, "God, you're so faithful. God, I know you said you always provide. Ask and we shall receive." And I'm like, all the promises that he had, it was right there. I was like, okay, God.
So how big was this? I mean, you know, you can just give us a ballpark.
If I'm not mistaken, it was $385,000.
Yeah,
and it didn't stop there. My supervisor, Mel, said, "Well, I got another one. I got another one was $395 or something like that." And I was so blown away because, you know, I was literally crying because I couldn't. I had a hard time driving because I said, "God, you're awesome."
Awesome. Yeah.
From there, it just took off.
Well, it's almost like God is waiting to see if, you know, you're going to hoard the resources for yourself, mm-hmm. or if you're going to be a conduit. You know, the resources come into you and you spread it out to where He leads. And I think that sometimes God tests us. He waits to see, okay, can I trust you with true riches? You know, to whom much is given, much is required. But I think God waits to see, what are we going to do as a steward of the resources? And I think God saw your faith and your faithfulness, and that's why He knew He could then trust you with even more contracts and even more resources. That's an amazing testimony.
Well, especially at a time like this,
yeah.
You know, where in one way, we're all sort of at the crossroads of what are we going to do? Are we going to try to just hold what we have? Mm-hmm. Just keep what we have and hold it, or are we going to open up and give it away? And I don't know if it was you, Alfredo, or Billy, who said, you know, when we're holding, our arms are crossed and our hands are, fists are closed, right? I didn't think it was you, Billy. And how can we receive anything unless we open up and release? I thought that was your life is a living example of that.
Yeah, it's amazing how in this month, July, I remember you sharing how God has blessed you folks that you already made more than what you made last year, all of 2008.
Wow.
And
wow.
The prosperity and the blessing of God because you're willing to, you know, pour it out and share it with other people.
And that's why this is such a important message to get to people. It's a message of hope, you know, and I hope, see, some people might feel like, wow, you know, if I had this, then I could do that. Mm-hmm. But you see, it's in the midst of having whatever you had, you know, I mean, what you have and what you do before God is the key to seeing what God can do even beyond, which takes faith to do. You know, and as you're listening, you might be thinking, see, I know somebody needs to hear this program. Well, it's available 24/7. Just go to hawaii.org. When we come back, we're going to go in and hear even more of how the blessing of giving, and I think it's really, maybe if I could say it this way, the gift of giving. The gift of giving. When you give, even as the scripture says, a generous man refreshes others. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And when we come back, you're going to hear more from Eddie and Frida Quilopo. They are parents, four children, business owners, people who know what it's like. They grew up in Hawaii, graduated from Waialua High School, and they know what it's like to struggle, to face stress, to have downtimes, even to face life-threatening illness, to be in that hospital room and having to face that reality, and more so, seeing God make a difference in their life. When we come back, we'll hear more from Eddie and Frida Quilopo.
Ever hoped God would use
winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here in a special rebroadcast with The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. This is part of our classics collection, providing a connection with stories of faith and life from our featured guests. If you're asking, through the struggles that I'm facing, is there hope for me? Can I have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Is there a way? The answer is yes. And one of the ways is for you just to go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Click the Get to Know Jesus tab and you can find out what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And this may be a very opportune time for you to enter into that relationship with the Lord for the breakthroughs that are needed in your life. We have more resources too at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, joining my co-hosts, Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle, here is our featured guests, Eddie and Frida Quilopo. To access our program, to listen to this show again, or to access even our archives of past guests like Joe Onosai and Kimberly Miyazawa Frank and Kelly Boy and Leolani De Lima of Kapena and so much more, just go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
You know, Eddie and Frida, we were talking off the air on some of the stories of how God has, you know, provided business and jobs for you, Eddie, you know, the company. And one of them was just about one of the schools that you currently are painting right now. There's a backstory to that, that years ago you actually did the labor free for the flooring of the cafeteria. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we were attending Grace Bible, and then I think I'm not sure who mentioned it about they needed the floors to be done. So I said, oh yeah, we can do the floors. So we ended up doing the floors, and you know, just by the giving of the heart, you know, and our time. At the same time, you know, I have no idea what God had in store for us. So we did the floor, and then we also did the walls. You know, and then, wow, you know, at the same time, you know, you see our kids, my kids, go through there, and, you know, at least they have a nice cafeteria that they can come and worship right. And praise God, you know. So
that's where we have our Friday night okay. You know, youth service, yeah.
So it happened when had a company called us, and they said, oh, we're going to award the Momilani to you. And I was saying, wow. So, but I didn't know.
This was years later?
Yeah. You put in a bid for the Momilani.
Yeah, we put it last year.
Yeah.
And then they told us we were second in line. So I was like, okay, that's done deal. We're out of it. And then about a month and a half ago, they called us, and they said, oh, we're going to give you Momilani. And I was so blown away because wow. I looked at Siki. You know, you did something, and it just came full circle, yeah. Right back there. Yeah. And here's God blessing us with this school job. And I never thought in my wildest dream, you know. But it was kind of neat because we went there, and we seen the principal,
yeah,
Doreen, and she go, I remember you guys. She go, how you remember us? She go, you guys did my floors in the cafeteria.
She remembers it.
I was so blown away. I said, that was like 4 or 5 years ago. And you remember? She go, of course I remember. But I said, well, now we're going to paint your whole school. But on that bid, we were actually second in line. And the first bid, the first guys, they got dropped out. So we moved right in.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, sometimes we don't realize that what we do in out of a giving spirit, you know, because you weren't expecting anything right. By doing this flooring job for free. You know, you weren't expecting to get a contract later on. Right. But it's amazing when we extend ourselves out of the goodness of our hearts to serve and to give to others. It's amazing how God finds a way. Mm-hmm. You know, He literally finds a way to repay us. You know, one way or another, you can't outgive God. And, you know, I think that's just a perfect example because you would never expect the very school that you extended yourself to serve is the one that then gave you a paying job now. Right. Can't outgive God. It's amazing.
Well, that's the thing, you know, you give. You know, and sometimes, you know, someone may or may not be able to take care of things right then. And, you know, it could cause, you know, some internal conflict. But this kind of eases it when you realize that if you're doing it for the Lord, and God has a way of taking care of things for you. And, you know, like you said, sometimes it's in going around full circle. You know, Frida, there are people today, I think, as they hear you and as a wife, as a businesswoman, but they're saying, yeah, I wonder what God has to say to me, you know. I'm kind of at the crossroads right now. I don't know if I can give money. That's a tough thing right now. Is there something else other people can give? You know, maybe this is an opportunity for everyone listening to take a step of action. What would you say to someone like that?
Yeah, I know there's people out there that probably don't have the finances to give, but God looks at the heart of man. And whatever little that you can give, whether it's of your time, your talent, your treasures, you know, give away something and God will definitely bless you back. And I would like to share with you, just give God a shot and test him. Test him for your own self so that you may have your own personal revelation.
And Eddie, what about to a husband or father who, or a business owner who right now is saying, hey, he, you know, I'm inspired, I'm moved, you know. How can they, what can they give?
I think the first thing that they can do is probably give God glory first, honor him first, and then you know, to see, and at the same time you give your time. Once you do those kind of actions, I think God will start blessing, God will start giving back to you. But first, you have to make the first initial by meeting God halfway on his grounds, and then that way, then you can see, okay, God's seeing, hey, there's an effort, and everything else, it's all God.
I'd like to touch in on that. Yeah. That's one thing that Eddie and I agreed on upon when we first started this business, that we would always remember God, that it is he who brought us to this place, and that we would try our very best to always remain humble.
This has been a special rebroadcast of a previously recorded show featuring Eddie and Frida Quilopo. If you'd like to learn more about our show or need prayer or want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also have a list of partner churches as well as partner businesses who are able to help meet your needs. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Eddie and Frida Quilopo. Until next time, along with my co-hosts, Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.